We're going to study the Sfas Emes, Shnas Tov Reish Mem Dalad. Ve'elah HaMishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem. The Medrash says that the Pasuk in Tehillim Magid Devarav LeYaakov Chukov U'Mishpatov LeYisrael parallels the Pasuk which says Asher Tosim Lifneihem. Dichsiv, because HaMishpat Leiloi Kimhu. Mishpat is Hashem's. So if Hashem is the person, so to speak, not a person, but the power, the force of Mishpat, if Hashem is by nature Mishpat, perhaps the better word would be personality. If the character of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishpat, and we, Jewish people, emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam, and as he's going to explain, we have godliness within us, so then we too have that nature of and that character of Mishpat within us as well. The words of the Medrash are, and it's not brought here, but the Medrash reads, Masha hu oise hu omer li Yisrael la'aseis v'lishma. What it is that Hashem does, he has us do. Another king might say, I don't do it, but you will do what I ask you to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, he does it, and he asks Klal Yisrael to do likewise. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's character is Mishpat, and to do Mishpat, to effect jurisprudence, to effect judgment. And he has it in his world that Am Yisrael does so as well. The words now read as follows. V'lochein ksiv tosim lifneihem. That it is to be given lifneihem. Lifneihem bilvad. Mishpat is to be presented to them, to the Jewish people, alone. Hagam ki ikur ha-mishpat le'elokim. Even though it's true, as the Pasuk says, ki ha-mishpat le'elokim hu, but mishpat, that Bnei Yisrael are going to do, is something that we do as messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as even more than just messengers, as tools of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the instruments of Hashem in His world to effect Mishpat. Aval Bnei Yisrael, Heim Kelim, Sheyuchlu Lishpat, V'leida ki HaMishpat Le'elokim Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us not only to effect Mishpat and to do Mishpat, but we are the ones to do it correctly. Correctly means Al Pi Torah, but correctly also means that we are the ones who are going to know. We will be the ones to understand that whatever it is, that it is Mishpat HaTorah, that's the Ritzayin HaBayre. Whatever the Bezdin is deciding, that's the Ritzayin HaBayre. And it's the Ritzayin HaBayre that comes to us. It's the Ritzayin HaBayre that they arrive at because they are holy Yidden. The holy Yidden of the Bezdin are able to come to understand what the Ritzayin HaBayre is because of the Elohikus in them and in their neshama. But they know that. So that's why the Sfas Emes says, Lishpoit v'leida, and to know, ki ha-mishpat le'elokim hu. That it's not something that we, the judges, decide. We are only deciding because this is the Torah. The Torah within us, in our hearts and in our minds, is the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. So that means it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's Ratzon, and it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's Mishpat. It's not us. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's judgment. Ki ha-mishpat le'elokim hu. Sheyesh lehem b'chinas ha-bitul elav yisbarach. The Dayanim are self-effacing. They don't say, we are Dayanim, we judge, we decide. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam who is deciding. Zehu shekasuf, mishpat utzdaka b'Yaakov ato asisa. Pasuk we say in Kabbalah Shabbos, ki b'shnei ha-dvarim elu, in these two areas, in mishpat and tzedaka, matzinu shenivcharu b'nei Yisrael, we find b'nei Yisrael are the chosen people for whom tzedaka is truly tzedaka, and mishpat is the mishpat le'elokim. It's the mishpat that is Hashem's. Sheha umois ma de avdin ligarmayo avdin. Zohar says, when they do things that are good, when they act in kindness, they are actually doing it because it is self-serving. It's rare that there is this true sense of righteousness that is amongst nations very rare. It's rather self-serving. L'chein, and that's why the Pasuk says, Chesed le'umim chatas. That because it's self-serving, ultimately, it's even actually sinful. U'b'bnei Yisrael k'siv, tzedakah terei mim goy. That the tzedakah lifts the nation. It causes us to be derhoid. We are an uplifted people because we are indeed doing righteousness, and in doing so, we are attaching ourselves to the tzedek of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not necessarily just that we are good people, we are godly people. And that's why we are not supposed to take shkolim from the umos. We're not supposed to take shkolim, and that the korbanos and machtzis shekel, they have to come from only Klal Yisrael, the Mishnah in Shkolim says. And the Pasuk in Nehemiah reads, V'lachem ein chelek utzdako v'zichroin b'Yerushalayim. U'kamoy kein ha-mishpat, similarly mishpat. Shehu al pi da'as ha-shoifet. Of course, it's the judgment of flesh and blood dayanim, judges. V'af al pi kein. Tzorech lehizbatel elov yusbarach legamrei. The dayan knows that he is completely subsumed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the din of the Torah. It's not his judgment. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's decision. It's being made with the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah guidelines. V'leida, he knows, ki hakol shaloi, that mishpat is leiloi kimhu. V'ein ze be'efsherus b'teva. No other people have the natural understanding that that which they are judging is not their own judgment, but it's rather mishpat of Elohim, and that they don't, with their own sense of pride or ego, or even the sense of trust in their own judgments, say that it's their judgment, that it's their law being set down. Rak b'nei Yisrael, heim kelim l'dvarim elu. It's a unique quality of the Jewish people, that they will be judging al pi Torah, that's Teres Hashem, and they understand that what they decide is the Ratzayin HaBayre, and it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam with them in the courtroom who's making the decision. This is testimony to the very natural kind of godly relationship Am Yisrael has with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we are a people in tandem, working in sync with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Dichsiv, Pasuk says, Adam uvehema toishia Hashem. Dorshu Chazal Masechchulin Adorish, that we are arumim b'das ka'adam, that we are intelligent, we are wise, as human beings can be. Umesim in atzman kibehema. But we are not saying that it's our wisdom that's going to make the judgment. We rather say we are dull and we are, you know, a blank tablet upon which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes Mishpat and teaches us what's wise, what's right, what's correct. Perish she'ein noisnin hadas rak lezeh she'yodea she'hadas hu matana mehashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants the true wisdom of Torah to those who understand that that wisdom ultimately in reality comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And not just from your hard work and study and learning, which of course it has to be invested, yeah, but ultimately the Torah that inheres and that correctly comes to be able to be drawn upon, recalled, weighed, and then applied to a particular case, that's all the Ribbono Shel Olam giving it to the Dayan as a gift. And the Dayan, who's a real Yirei Shemayim, who's a proper Dayan, understands that it's being given to him by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ume'acha shenitin levnei Yisrael zeh edus, sheyesh behem b'chinas habitul kenizke le'el. It's being given to them because the great Yidden and Klal Yisrael are able to say, it's not I, I'm not the judge. I am simply the instrument of Hashem's judgment. And my discernment and my judgment and my decisions are not just informed by the Torah, they are completely formed by, they are actually crafted by the Torah, and they are built by the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak, in my heart, in my mind. They come together as Hashem wants them to come together. I'm His vessel. I'm His instrument. V'zehu shekasuv mishpat utzdaku b'yakov v'ato asiso uvehem nigmar haratzin ha'elyon. It's through Am Yisrael, through Yaakov, that the will of Hashem plays out and is affected in this material world. K'may shekasuv ato asiso. You have made Yisrael the ones to do tzedek. You are the one, HaKadosh Baruch, who has us effect mishpat. She'einoi nifrad misharashoi. We do it attached to our source, attached to you, to the Sheirish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It flows directly from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with whom we are attached, to whom we are attached. V'lachein huzhar al hasheichad. That's why we are told we cannot allow a dayan to take not only a sheichad, a bribe, for one side against the other, afilu lishbait emes, even when encouraged with monies, to just make sure you do it right and work hard, please, he says to the dayan, to make sure that you come up with the right din. You cannot take that money. That's also sheichad, even if it's just lishbait emes. Why? You can't take it because that's not why you're a dayan. You're a dayan because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants mishpat in this world, not for a person to have money, not to receive compensation. Shekol sheyia loik tzas negia, any slight personal benefit, no matter which side wins, im ki einoi mate hadin, even though there will be no bias to either litigant, neither to the Teveya nor the Nitva, neither to the plaintiff nor defendant. It doesn't matter. The point is, but your mishpat comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't flow from worldly affairs or with financial remuneration as impetus. If it does, if it comes with money attached to it, aval hu nifrad misharashai, then to that degree, that mishpat that this dayan is going to judge with, and that judgment that he's going to render, is nifrad misharashai, is somewhat separated, it's somewhat detached from the real sheirish of mishpat, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hamishpat le'elokim hu. Now in Tafresh Mem Hei, in the very next piece, he says this again, but there's a point that he makes so beautifully at the top of the second column. We'll get to it in a moment. Let's start again. B'medrash, now it's Medrash Tanchuma, and it's the pasuk in Tehillim Tzadites, the pasuk which we recite, indeed, as we mentioned earlier, Erev Shabbos and Kabbalah Shabbos. Mishpat utzdaku b'Yaakov ato asiso, ki be'emes gam b'nei noyach metzuvin al hadinin. Of course, b'nei noyach also have to have courts. They have to establish laws and have a society which, without law and order, obviously, is going to just be mayhem. Aval ksiv chukov u'mishpatov li'Yisrael. Hashem's mishpat is Yisrael's. That's our province. Ours and Hashem's together. Haynu shebnei Yisrael mechavnim el ha'mishpat ha'emes. Bnei Yisrael are given and are able to be mechavn to, they're able to discern and intellectually arrive at the truth the emes, mishpat emes, tichsiv hamishpat lelokim hu. V'nei Yisrael, hema rak kelim. The Bnei Yisrael, the Dayanim, are the instruments. Shachadish Baruch Hu manik ha'olam al yedeihem. V'nigmar mishpati Hashem al yedei Sanhedrin sheb Yisrael. V'zehu shekasuv ato asisa. You are making mishpat. It doesn't just mean you have made the laws. But when mishpat is effected by the Dayanim, it is you, Hashem, who is effecting the mishpat. That's what the Sfasam is here is saying. It's not just that mishpat ato asisa means that you make it possible because you gave us the Torah. No, every mishpat is Hashem who's being the shayfet. Ato asisa ki asiyas b'nei Yisrael. What Am Yisrael does, informing the halacha, informing the Shulchan Aruch, informing the Chayshin Mishpat, and all of the Nais Kalim, all of that is B'Koyach Siyua Mishamayim. It's all with the help of heaven. It's all Hashem that wants this Mishpat to be the law of the Jewish land and the law of the Jewish people. The Haim Ha'arois, these are the Ha'arois, these are the inspiration Shegnuzim b'nishmais b'nei Yisrael. The nishamais of the Dayanim contain a godly nature and a godly knowledge. And they are stirred up and moved, enlightened by that nishama, such that the mishpat should therefore be X or Y or Z. The hanishamais nikrois maise yadav. The nishamais are the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'may shekasev b'Zayir HaKadosh. As it says in the Zayir HaKadosh, u'chidichsiv, as the Pasuk says, n'shamayis ani asisi. V'zehu shekasev mishpat u'tzdoku b'Yaakov ato asiso. She'ena mishpat al pi seichel pashat. Mishpat is not just according to the judgment intellectually of the Dayanim, according to how they evaluate a case and apply Jewish law to that case. No, no, it's a much more otherworldly matter. Rakshiyesh das b'chachme Yisrael, there's a certain godly wisdom that the chachme Yisrael, that the wise men of Israel have, that they possess, levarer, to arrive at and clarify exactly what constitutes mishpatei Hashem. V'hakol, All of this wisdom and all of this discernment and all of this understanding, this sixth sense of knowing what the halacha should be and how to apply the halacha and how to apply the sifkaten in chayshin mishpat. These are all keichos. These are all powers and capacities shegnuzim b'nishmas. These are all powers vested in the neshamos of these holy chachmi Yisrael. K'may shekosov mimeni periyach nimtza. It is from me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that the peiros, that the fruits of your labor arrive at your door or come to the quill with which you write your tshuva. There's a picture I saw recently of Rav Moshe writing. He was constantly writing. He was a prolific writer. Chedushim, tshuvas. And you just take a look and you see the Kedusha on Rav Moshe's face. And you recognize the truth of what the Sfasam is here is saying. That it's not just knowledge. It's a koyach levarer mishpatei Hashem. It's a koyach and a blessed, holy state that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam allows these chachamim tzaddikim to arrive at. And they therefore are the ones to clarify and lay out before us, Asher Tosim Lifnehem, what the Mishpat Hashem really is. Mimeni Pericha Nimtza. It's from me, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, that these fruits of your labors, when it comes to the Torah, like any other harvest, it's from me that they derive. So we see that this idea of Eilah HaMishpatim Asher Tosim Lifnehem is Lifnehem only to Klal Yisrael. Because only Klal Yisrael has in their neshamos this aspect and this connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, such that what it is that Hashem's Mishpat is, that's what this Dayan's Mishpat is. This Dayan's Mishpat derives from this knowledge and the spiritual attachment and affinity of the Dayan and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants this because the Dayan is the Keli, the vessel, the utensil, the tool for Hashem to be doing Mishpat. Because Hashem wants Mishpat. Ki ha-Mishpat la-Hashem, Mishpat le-Elokim hu. Tzedaka u-Mishpat, ata asisa. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Excuse me, Mishpat u-Tzedaka bi-Yakov ata asisa. It's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, not just who created the Mishpat, meaning the law, but who actually actively effects that the Mishpat comes out and that the judges judge and that the judgments are rendered. It's all Hashem doing it with the instrumentation of the Chachamim.